It's time for Act Locally Waco
on the radio.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Brody Bashaw with KWBU.
And I'm Ashley Bean Thornton with Act Locally Waco.
What's the best way to get into the true spirit of the holiday season?
Doing something nice for your community, of course. And we've got a couple of suggestions for you this week. Tomorrow, you can stop by the Texas Ranger Museum between noon and 2 to participate in the Big Texas Christmas Present benefiting Compassion Ministries. Waco Texas Rocks will be there selling rocks to be painted, and Compassion Ministries will also be accepting gift items and monetary donations. For each rock purchased to paint or item donated, you'll receive one free admission to the Texas Ranger Hall of Fame and Museum. Compassion Ministries helps those who are homeless or on the verge of homelessness into permanent housing and employment, and they appreciate your support through the Big Texas Christmas Present.
Starting Wednesday and continuing through next Saturday, December 21st, 8 local boutiques are hosting a fundraiser for the Sunshine Project. It's a chance to shop for a purpose.
A portion of every purchase made with the Sunshine Project punch card will be donated to the Sunshine Recovery House. The Sunshine Recovery House is a long-term sobriety house here in our community, helping women find their worth and another chance at life.
You also have several terrific opportunities to get out and enjoy some music this week.
Tonight is Cabaret. Get it? Cabaret.
Yes.
A musical review that features students from the Baylor Musical Theater Workshop. Tickets are Pay What You Can, and all proceeds benefit the Lita Horan and Jerry McLaughlin Endowed Scholarship for Musical Theater. Suggested donation is $20 for adults.
The box office opens at 6:30 for general admission seating in the Jones Theater inside the Hooper Schaefer Fine Arts Building.
And tomorrow you can enjoy Baylor's award-winning a cappella group, Baylor Virtuoso, in concert with the Methodist Children's Home Choir. The event will take place at Calvary Baptist Church on 18th Street. Suggested donation is $10 per person or $25 per family. The show starts at 7.
On Sunday evening, you have a handful of choices for special Christmas music at local churches. Seventh and James Baptist Church is hosting their annual sing-along Messiah with an orchestra. Everyone is invited to sing along or just sit and enjoy the wonderful music. The event is free, and the music scores will be available at the door. Join in for the reception at 4:30 if you like. The performance will start at 6.
Sunday night at 6, the choir and choristers of St. Albans Episcopal Church will present the much-loved Christmas service of 9 lessons and carols. Admission is free with a festive reception to follow. Nursery care is available. St. Albans is located on North 30th Street. And at 7 p.m., the Youth Chorus of Central Texas will be performing their Christmas concert at First Methodist Waco at the Austin Avenue campus, which was formerly Austin Avenue United Methodist. Admission is $5 at the door with a reception following the concert.
Also on Sunday, the Ballet Frontier of Texas joins the Waco Symphony Orchestra to perform Tchaikovsky's ballet, The Nutcracker. Tickets start at $40 on the Waco Symphony website.
On Thursday, the Waco Christian Youth Theater kicks off its run of The Sound of Music. You can buy tickets online for $10 or $15 at the door. The performances will take place at the Ball Performing Arts Center on MCC campus.
If you can't make it Thursday, the show will continue through December 22nd.
And just a few more Waco holiday traditions to round out the week. Starting tonight and continuing through Sunday, you can join the Historic Waco Foundation for Christmas on the Brazos. This year's theme is Songs of the Season, and each of the three historic houses will be decorated with inspiration from classic Christmas songs. You can buy a ticket to tour all three houses for $20.
As a part of this celebration, tomorrow morning, the Historic Waco Foundation will be hosting Breakfast with Santa. The breakfast will take place at the East Terrace Historic House on Mill Street.
You and your family are invited to enjoy making holiday crafts, munching on breakfast treats, and of course, taking pictures with Santa. Breakfast with Santa will take place from 9 to 11 tomorrow morning. Tickets are $20 per family and can be purchased at the door.
Tonight should be perfect weather to stroll through downtown with a cup of hot cocoa in hand. It's the 2019 Cocoa Crawl presented by Downtown Waco.
For those of you who pre-ordered your Cocoa Crawl mug, you can pick them up at Union Hall on Franklin. Then from 5 to 7 this evening, you can pop in and out of participating downtown businesses to mingle, shop, and fill your mug with free hot cocoa. If you didn't order a mug, don't worry. Most participants will have disposable cups on hand for you to use.
Then on Tuesday evening, you're invited to stop by the Centex Hispanic Chamber of Commerce on LaSalle for their Christmas celebration.
It's another chance to drink some cocoa and share your wish list with Santa. That guy is moving fast this week. I hope he's saving some energy for Christmas Eve. The celebration will take place from 6 to 8, and all are welcome to this free community event.
Ashley, thanks for coming in and sharing all this great information with us. Happy holidays. Are you done with shopping?
No.
Well, good luck
Not
with that.
Done with shopping. Thank you. I need all the luck I need.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.